Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rob is a restaurant owner. He joins us on the phone at 651-989-9226. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Jason. Glad to hear you on the radio. We can actually talk back and forth. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's right. It's Rob from Chicago Taste Authority. Hi, Rob.
That's correct. That's correct.
So what do you do? What do you think the right thing to do?
Well, here's a couple things. Your statement where you're not so comfortable to go inside the restaurant, but if somebody gets sick, we shouldn't sanitize the restaurant. It's kind of a cliche back and forth. People are saying the same thing. However, you also
100%.
But people,
I'm all over the place.
Yep, but you also made the comment that being outside is safe. If that's the case, why did College Club have over 400 positive tests from an outside patio?
Yeah. That was from an outside patio? I was under the impression that was indoors.
No. So that story broke 5 weeks ago yesterday by City Pages. And I actually went down there the Friday after it broke to get food at a place next door called Burrito Loco. And you could not take a breath. It looked like sardines lined up in a can. With about 100 people outside the front door, not spaced out, and a sign that said, mask not required but recommended. My question is, though, if these cases keep coming because businesses, not just us, not restaurants, not retailers, everybody,
there's going to be positive tests, right?
Have you heard anybody who's been reprimanded, fined, shut down, anything? Mm-hmm. I just walked in the U.S. Post Office in Minneapolis, and the people behind the counter aren't wearing masks. It's such a mixed skew of what should and shouldn't be done. But why isn't the state, the cities, the counties enforcing those who aren't? Chicago, for example, announced Thursday before Thanksgiving they were going to put 200 inspectors out to any business that was open. And if you were found, it was a $10,000 minimum fine and a 30-day immediate closure. And they closed over 80 businesses.
I agree. And I've heard from a couple restaurant owners who have said they would like to see more enforcement, because if you're trying to follow the rules, you get you hate to see a place where it's the Wild West. You know, the law is that employees have to wear a mask. It's pretty simple, right? I don't know what the deal is with the post office. If because they're a federal agency, if they have different rules than everybody else in the city of Minneapolis, I'm not sure.
I wouldn't suggest it. We walked into the restaurant right across from College City to grab a place when we had to wait in line for a Burrito Loco. None of the staff was wearing a mask.
So if one of your employees tested positive, mm-hmm. and you know no indication had happened for the restaurant, what do you do?
So our policy when we drafted our COVID plan followed some of Minneapolis rules and some of the federal rules. So if you call in sick, you're out for 3 days. You've got to show me for 3 days that your temp is not raised 104 or greater, or 100.4 or greater. Okay. Because we don't know what the sickness is. Is it COVID? What is it? I'm not going to make you get a test. That's another issue.
Right.
That's one. Two, we have had one employee who came in contact with somebody briefly. They were moving, and he was moving boxes with this group. We told the person the same thing. Take the 3 days, watch your temperature, let us know if the person comes back till the test is out, comes back, let us know what happened. Came back negative. He's eligible to come back to work. That's what we've done, and it's worked out fine for us. I mean, we've never closed a day. We've never missed a day. Our staff, we asked the staff if they're comfortable coming to work. What can we do for them? We set a meeting on it yesterday morning, and you know our staff wears masks. We lose customers.
Rob, I feel like the restaurants that are closing and they announce that they're closing for a deep cleaning, I feel like they're doing it because there's like a little bit of peer pressure out there and a little bit of PR pressure from the community that people want them to close, or maybe the pressure is coming from employees who don't want to come back to work immediately after that. I don't know.
I'll agree with that. We've had one employee who actually quit because he couldn't take the beating at the front counter. Customers were yelling at us.
Why were customers yelling?
They don't want to have a mask. They don't live in Minneapolis. Why follow Minneapolis' rules?
Oh, geez.
Masks are ridiculous. There's no need for masks. That is wrong. And we're talking 70-year-olds to 20-year-olds.
It's
honestly brutal. And the funny part about that is our city council president, our neighborhood council president, her name is Candace, drafted a letter to the mayor, our councilman, Andrew Johnson. You know what the response back from Andrew Johnson was on angry people that are being violent, or just being verbally violent? Call 911.
Yeah.
That was his answer. Call 911.
Don't.
Come on.
Do not call 911.
No, if everybody had the same rule to follow, I think it'd be fine. I was just in Elk River picking up lunch, and I watched the car pull up. The sign said mask required. They got back in the car and drove off. They drove to the restaurant next door that didn't require them and went there.
Yeah.
You know,
Rob,
and it's not just restaurants. It's everywhere should do this. You know, Best Buy announced masks today. People aren't going to like it. But if the government who makes these ordinances or these policies isn't going to enforce them, what's the point?
Right. Yeah, I agree. Rob, thank you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.